The FCC is expected to decide as early as next week on the best way to prevent piracy of television programs. The entertainment industry has been pushing a solution known as the broadcast flag. It would require that TV receivers and other devices be specially equipped to stop illegal copying. Consumer advocates and some industry groups fear that the proposal will limit consumer choice and only benefit TV and movie studios. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
You might wonder why anyone would steal broadcast TV shows since they're transmitted for free, but Fritz Attaway of the Motion Picture Association of America says that's because most people don't understand the economics of broadcast TV. Take, for example, an over-the-air broadcast of NBC's Friends.
Friends is also syndicated widely throughout the world, Western Europe, Asia, and those revenues are critical to the economics of producing that show.
In the near future, Friends and all other shows in the U.S. will be broadcast only in digital form. A new generation of digital recorders will be able to make perfect copies of those broadcasts. Consumers can share them over the Internet and rob the studio of those syndication revenues. Attaway says consumers should be able to make one personal copy, which then could not be duplicated.
The broadcast flag will not prevent any recording. What it will do is prevent the Internet redistribution of those episodes.
The industry is trying to avoid the fate of the music business, which finds itself having to sue individual users because it never found a technology to stop copying. But to do that, studios are asking the Federal Communications Commission to require special anti-piracy standards for a whole host of devices, according to Mike Godwin with a group called Public Knowledge.
What we see before the commission right now is a rule that, although nominally about television, could reach out and affect the design of every computer on everybody's desk.
That's because the FCC rules may well include any device that could be used for copying TV shows, from computers to digital TV sets and DVD recorders. That could mean that recorders out there today won't be able to play shows recorded after the requirement goes into effect. Mike Godwin says this amounts to a government mandate to limit the capabilities of new devices. That's a radical shift from the past, he says.
And the only thing that's really commanding that break between the past and the future is the desire for the content companies to have more digital controls over what you can record.
The software and computer industries are also worried. Emery Simon of the Business Software Alliance says there are lots of ways to protect TV shows without government mandates.
Probably the best example of that is technology that protects DVDs, which are all distributed encrypted, and there is no regulation that requires that.
The FCC recently turned to an industry solution when it came to protecting digital signals sent over cable and satellite, but Fritz Attaway of the Motion Picture Association of America says cable operators already have more control over their product because only subscribers can decode their scrambled signals.
Free over-the-air broadcasters, on the other hand, broadcast in the clear. Without some kind of government mandate, there's no requirement that the equipment that picks up those signals not permit the redistribution of programming over the Internet.
Attaway says without these new protections, the entertainment industry will simply move the most valuable shows and movies to cable, where they'll be better protected. The FCC decision, expected by the end of this month, is part of a complex effort to speed the rollout of digital TV. But the ongoing controversy over the broadcast flag may actually slow that process down by sending the issue to court. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.